Now, here's that other complication in the research. The world's largest pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, is stopping development of a new drug that would treat heart disease by raising the levels of cholesterol, specifically so-called good cholesterol. Early results from a large study showed the drug actually increased heart problems and deaths. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
This is hardly the first time that a promising blockbuster drug has blown up before it gets to market. But the scale and the impact of this disaster could hardly be more dramatic. The drug, torcetrapib, was Pfizer's answer to a problem that most drug companies are facing, a rash of patent expirations that'll wipe out profits from many of their bestsellers. Torcetrapib was to replace earnings from the cholesterol-lowering statin drug Lipitor, which accounts for a whopping 50% of Pfizer's earnings and goes off patent in 2011. Torcetrapib's demise, says analyst Jamie Rubin of Morgan Stanley, is simply devastating.
Basically, we think Pfizer now is unlikely to show any organic or top-line growth, meaningful growth, for another 10 years.
There are many explanations for why growth at Pfizer and other drug companies could slow way down. First, the new drugs have to fill big shoes. Several companies are investing in finding drugs that raise good cholesterol or HDL levels because they're considered the single most promising market of the future. But will there ever be another Lipitor?
Who knew that Lipitor was going to be a $13 billion drug? Nobody.
Analyst Jamie Rubin says it's not easy to develop a drug with comparable annual sales. Cardiologist Eric Topol of Case Western University offers another reason why the industry can't rely on new HDL drugs to maintain the high growth rates of the past. Topol says existing cardiac drugs already work so well that it's difficult to find a new drug that adds meaningful benefits in patients who already take four or five drugs every day. Aspirin, a statin to lower cholesterol, drugs to lower blood pressure, a blood thinner to prevent clots, and so on.
I really think that the opportunity to develop a drug to be used in tens of millions of people, like statins, the chance for that in patients with heart disease is incredibly remote in the years ahead.
Analyst Richard Evans of Sanford Bernstein & Company says torcetrapib's safety problems might raise costs and delay new HDL drugs because the Food and Drug Administration will be scrutinizing this class of drugs more closely.
I think the agency is going to require longer trials, and these are going to be more expensive than what the industry otherwise would have had to do.
The drugs being tested in those trials may also just be plain more risky, which will also make it harder to come up with new bestsellers, says analyst Tim Anderson of Prudential Securities.
You're looking at a drug industry that for the last 6 years has been pretty desperate to get new products to market. And companies, because of their desperation, they're more willing to move riskier compounds into later stages of development because essentially that's all they have.
All this is happening at a time when companies are under increasing pressure from insurers to hold their prices in check, drug usage isn't climbing like it used to, and the federal government could try to hold Medicare prices down. The pharmaceutical industry is still very profitable by any standards, but analysts say that Pfizer's recent problems show why maintaining and expanding those profits is getting harder. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.